Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
There we go.
Wait a second.
I like that dramatic pause you had there. Make
I
it wait
always
for
have
it.
That.
Exactly.
Mostly because I have to figure out if I'm on or not because it no longer beeps. Normally when you, like, welcome me in, it goes beep, and I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Oh.
And then now it's not doing that, so I'm like,
Well, the good way to tell if you're on air or not is to start talking. That's my advice to you.
I'm just going to start saying random stuff like cheese and bacon, and then you're
going to
be like,
and bacon.
What are you talking about?
Cheese and bacon, tater tots, taste so good to me. That's my new hit single called Cheese and Bacon, Tater Tots. Find it on iTunes.
Coming out in
so
stores in 2018.
Exactly. It's so involved. It takes me a year to write the song Cheese and Bacon Tater Tots. My epic,
yeah,
song about cheese and bacon tater tots. How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was good. It was very relaxing. We ended up going camping for the night out at a private campground out here in town. And
ooh, private campground. Look at you. VIP camping?
Oh, yeah, totally. We.
Nice.
And it's because of NASA. It's a NASA.
Oh, NASA.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. And then we ended up at the end, there was probably like 150 people there, and they had the people who were running this whole, like it was a New Year's camp out. They went to Lowe's and got all of their remaining Christmas trees, because they basically give them out after Christmas because there's no need to sell them. So they got like 90 Christmas trees, and they literally threw them all in a bonfire. That got hot.
I'll bet. Because that shit,
cool.
Man. Yeah. Wow, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
And they all did it at
very
midnight.
Cool.
So it was a good way to bring in the new year. I'll have
that
to send
awesome.
You a picture. We got a really weird picture of the fire. It almost looks like a man standing there because they had just thrown a bunch of things in. So it does the whole, like, poof up with the fire and stuff, and it looks like a man. And I'm like, this is awesome. That was a great picture.
Wow. I mean, yeah, some people, like, I've got a few pictures of a fire pit at Dennis's house where you could make a face out in the fire, or like an eyes and a mouth and stuff like that. So sometimes if you catch the flames the right way, it can make faces and stuff like that.
So what did you do for
New Year's?
Yeah.
Had an investigation at the 360 houses. We had a friend come down from Illinois named Terry. She's actually listening to the show. So I'm going to give a shout out to Terry. Or we like to call it a freak out to Terry. So we're freaking out for you right now. It was a good, you know, it was just another investigation of 360 houses. Shit happens. Always does. You know, it's one of the things
nice.
Like, oh, another thing happened. We were in there, and you're upstairs in the brick house, and people heard walking around. People were walking around. There's nobody in it but us, and this stuff was being thrown, like rocks being thrown inside the house. Then someone got an EVP of a dog barking. Excuse
what?
Me. And there's no dogs around.
No, there's
it's
not.
It's like little. No, I mean, it didn't sound like. I mean, it didn't sound like there was a dog out. I'm having a hard time talking tonight for some reason. There was a dog like outside. It sounded like the dog was right next to the recorder.
Oh, wow.
That house is fucked up. Messed
that's
up.
That's weird.
No, fuck it. Fucked up. You know? And
it's your radio show. You can say
gotta,
what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, trying to watch my mouth somewhat. But I've already stopped drinking, so I can only do so many New Year's resolutions at one time.
So.
I worry about my potty mouth next year. But
there you go.
Yeah.
2018 resolution.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not perfect. I just looked that way. Just kidding. All right, so we've had a good new year, 2017. We're ready to get freaky. Get this year started off on the right foot. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
So tonight this show is going to rock. We're going to. You know what? I almost for the song, I almost put Twisted Sisters' "I Want to Rock" on there for our theme song. You know, I want to rock.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been pretty funny.
That would have been awesome.
Anyways, yeah, it would have been awesome. But I lost track of time. And tonight
I was sitting there and I was like, oh my goodness.
I was like, oh shit, we have a show to do. Tonight
we
were talking to a gemologist.
I was like, oh yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, it's time to get freaky. It's
oh, yeah.
It's always time to get freaky, but at least it's time to get freaky on the air.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Live.
Live and in person. Live on tape delay.
On tape delay.
All right, guys. Tonight we have gemologist Beth Fuller Christie. Sorry, I had a brain fart there. She works at Lucky Lake. Gem Mines, and we'll be putting it on the air right now. If it works. Hopefully it does.
Hopefully.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
You?
I am doing
good. How are you?
Fine.
Great.
That is awesome. Welcome to the show, and I am definitely excited about learning about gemology, because I've always been curious about, like, how stones work and how, you know, how certain stones have different powers and stuff like that. But first, can you tell me what a gemologist actually is?
Well, a gemologist actually is not the part that you want to know about. That's being able to identify different gemstones. The metaphysical part is a little bit different, and it's just something that came about. I am a gemologist, but the healing and the metaphysical situations with the rocks, that came after I was a gemologist and after I got into stone cutting. So it was one of those things. There have been stories, rocks have been used for healing since the dawn of time, and the stone colors would be associated with, like, what they were supposed to help. So, like, if you had a problem with bleeding, you would use, like, a garnet because it's red. Now, garnet does come in every color but blue, but the red is the one that we mostly associate with. So you would, like, soldiers would carry garnets with them. They thought that if they got hurt, the wound would clot faster if they had garnets with them. Burmese warriors would actually cut their arm and stick a ruby inside their arm. They thought they couldn't get killed that way. So you can go all the way back in history, like before rocks were like one of the very first medicines that they used.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess gemology is more the scientific part, and the metaphysical part kind of branches off a little bit from that.
I understand.
And the healing and.
Yeah.
And really the way that I got into the healing part is I'd always worked with stones. I'd worked in a jewelry store, and then I went to work at Lucky Lake Gem Mine, and I'm the gem cutter there. So I, like, take the rocks and cut them into stones that you put into jewelry. But I started getting interested in the healing, and one of the first stones that really intrigued me was the amethyst, which is the purple, which is the birthstone for February. And it's got a lot, it's associated with your head chakras. So if you have headaches or anything like that, you should have an amethyst. But I have a lot of kids that come out there, and I do a lot of field trips. And one of the powers it's supposed to have is to keep nightmares away. And probably right after we opened, I had a little boy, and he was kind of a little smarty pants. And he was like, well, you can't tell a story unless you can prove it. Well, the story with amethyst is if you put it beside your bed, it'll keep nightmares away. So I had to start counting. So I'm up to somewhere around like 196 people who have come back to the mine at another time and tell me it works. Mm-hmm. And the kids love it. They let, like, if they're a certain number, they get so excited. Then, you know, oh, I'm number 412 or whatever. But that was like one of the first one of the first rocks that I really got interested in. And then I always wore a crystal with the chakra stone. And one day the stone itself, which it was a clear quartz, so it was a clear stone, it turned black. And it wasn't like the metal. It wasn't anything but the stone itself. And 2 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. The quartz crystals are supposed to be one of the most powerful of the healing stones. A lot of massage therapists will use them either under the table, or they use them, the wands themselves, because if the stone, like the stone has frequencies that match our body's frequencies, so if it's touching a certain part of your body, it will heal it. So, you know, I did a lot of research, and with me, it was the crystal was like it had worked as hard as it could, and it basically died, and that's why it turned black. And from that point on, my cancer spread really quickly till I got the surgery, treatment, everything. But the big thing was that stone was huge in that, and a lot of during my chemo treatments and stuff like that, there were a number of stones that I wore on certain days or kept near me on certain days that really helped me to function better. So, you know, from there, I've just, you know, really looked into all the healing. There's 1,000 stories for every rock, and some, you know, you leave behind, and, you know, and some you can feel the power from some of the stones.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And you work obviously with the mines and the rocks and stuff like that. Now, for those rocks that maybe have been taken out of, I guess, the natural area, do they have a limited time that they're known to be able to actually help? I mean, I know you said the quartz turned black, but does that power stop?
Well, with that one, it turned black because, like, I basically broke it with being sick. But, no, you can take the stones out. Now, typically, you're going to want to clean stones, and you want to do that, you know, I'm going to go back to amethyst for a second because that's a really easy one to explain. With an amethyst, you want to, it actually will clean other stones for you too, but you want to run it underwater and set it outside in the sun and let the sun dry it. And then when you put it beside your bed, it'll keep your nightmares away. When the stone basically fills up, you just need to clean it again. You run it underwater, you stick it outside in the sun, and then you put it beside your bed because it's filled up with all your bad dreams. You're cleaning it and getting rid of all those dreams, and then you can put it beside your bed, and it'll keep on working. There's not really a time limit, but if you use a stone a lot, you usually want to clean them. And there's different ways. Like a quartz crystal, you can put it in salt water and clean it. Other people, especially if you have if you feel a lot of differences with the phases of the moon, you'll want to put it out during a full moon. You don't want other people to touch your crystals. If they do, then you want to go through the cleaning process again. And that's just because they've put their, I don't want to say germs, but they've, you know, all of their powers have gone into the stone, and so it's not attuned to you anymore. So you want to keep your stones attuned to you. And everybody has different stones that they like really like or that they really feel power. The stone that if you've never had done anything with stones before, if you can find a moldavite it's only found in the Czech Republic. It was a meteorite that hit the ground. Now scientists argue whether it's the meteorite itself that is the stone or whether the striking of the meteorite on the earth created the stone. So there's two different arguments on that, but when you pick the stone up, if it is a good moldavite, you can feel like the power goes up your arm. You can feel just the tingling. If you wear it when you go to sleep, you will have the most vivid dreams. It's one of my favorite stones, but I've had to stay away from it because what happens is it makes your body move. You get lots of energy and you move faster. My son was maybe 10 or 11 years old at the time. I got him one, and we were at a gem show buying things like for the gift shop that we have, and he was bored, you know how 10-year-old boys are. And I got him a moldavite necklace and I put it on him, and that child was like the Energizer bunny. You could not calm him down. So it'll give you a lot of energy. The moldavite has a ton of different powers, but that is the stone that even people that don't have like any real belief in the stones, when they hold that stone, they can feel a difference in that.
Yeah, I've noticed when I go to like the Aquarian bookstore and or place where the stone god is around here, When I get near the stones, I just feel different. I feel energy.
Right.
It just hits me like all of a sudden. I got a crystal quartz, a little crystal ball looking thing, little small little quartz ball, and I put it onto my keychain. And it was clear when I got it, but over time it got foggier and foggier. What caused that to happen? It wasn't like foggy on the outside, it was foggy on the inside. The inside got foggier and foggier. Or more opaque,
with,
I guess.
With that, that's gonna be similar to what when I talk about my pendant getting black. Yours
mm-hmm.
wasn't a sickness, but it was taking like your worries away and encompassing them in the stone, or trying to release your stress, or if you have pain, it'll typically take that away. I had a woman that had surgery on her shoulder, and she was in horrible pain, and she'd been taking pain medicine. That wasn't helping, so she took a crystal, and she just went home and watched TV and put the crystal on her shoulder, and she called me 2 days later and was like, it's amazing the difference. And, you know, some people say, yeah, well, that was because more time had passed, but the medicine had not worked at all, and the crystal did.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have – there's only so much they can do, especially if you don't clean it. And chances are, if it was in your pocket, you weren't – taking and putting it in salt water or putting it out in the moon. So it's almost like it takes all your negative energy, and so that negative energy
mm-hmm.
was in the inside, and that's what was making it cloudy. So it's if you would have taken care of it. No, I'm just kidding. You were a bad.
We can't have
like
nice things, Ryan.
Exactly.
Can't trust him with any of the rocks anymore.
Exactly. You can't trust him with
anything.
Yeah, now the stone goddess, that's red. And she and I have a great relationship. She comes down to the mine all the time. And she is very attuned to stone. And
excuse me.
And I have a number of people that do. And I have a lot of Cherokee, the tribals are, they have like a tribal council near here,
mm-hmm.
and the one lady is she gets everything from me just because we have similar feels for stone. Like we can tell different stones. Like I can, if there's 10 stones out, I can say this one and this one and this one are the ones that you're going to want. Because I know her personality, and so I can help her. And you know, you get that. And like, there's some people that have to have stones in like their most raw, natural form, and that's the only way that they feel comfortable with them. But then there's
mm-hmm.
other people that will have them cut into jewelry and worn. I do a lot with beading, like bracelets, because you can, you know, wear a different bracelet depending on your mood. And there's some like for anger, and there's some for calming, and there's some if you're feeling sad or depressed, or if you have an addiction. So all the stones have different qualities and different healing properties that make different. And some of them, it's just you like them because they're pretty. I got to be honest. Sometimes it's just a stone is pretty, and so it calls out to you.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think you and I talked about salt lamps, right? You love the salt lamp. Is that not,
yes.
Is that right? Okay.
That is correct. We have a lot of salt lamps.
Okay. I have one in my house. I'm a teacher also, so I have one in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with the salt crystals and the scientific story is that when you light the salt lamps, that heat is burning the, you know, some of the salt, and the salt's going up into the air, and it has the positive charge and the negative charge of like dust and pollen and dirt and things like that will attach to the salt. And when it does, it weighs it down and brings it to the ground so that it is no longer in the air. So you can sweep it up or vacuum it up or anything like that. So that's one of the ways that it helps with allergies. And that's, you know, for people that, that need a more scientific story, that's how a salt lamp does that. It's also supposed to help with sleep. For me, it keeps me calm when I teach 8th and 9th graders, and they sometimes can take you to the brink of insanity. And, you know, I have mine lit all the time just to keep, because it keeps the area calm. It actually keeps the children calmer, too. Another stone that does that is sodalite, which will bring harmony to groups and families. So your next family reunion, you take a sodalite so you don't have to, you know, hurt anyone or fight or whatever
that's
your family
does.
Now, you said each of them are for specific things, like depression and stuff like that. Where, mm-hmm. how is, like, what each rock or anything determined? Do you know, like, the... I guess you probably do, like, the background on how they, is it just experience, or how would they determine,
part of it
like,
is
what
experience.
It's set for?
Okay, a lot, originally, the stones, and this is also how your birthstone started. Originally, stones went with different colors. Like, if your stone was blue, it was, that blue was considered a king's color, so kings would wear it, so... They thought of it as serenity. So the blue stones a lot of times are calming. Sodalite, the one that I just said about bringing harmony to groups and families, is actually a blue stone that has white that goes through it. So part of it was just over time. And I will say, and people that are religious, I have gotten yelled at for my stories, but I don't understand where they don't understand that God made the rock. So you don't, it's not like you can believe one thing or the other. You can believe anything and still go with this. But they, over time and over history, they tested things kind of like we test medicine. Think about medicine that maybe was used 10 years ago that all of a sudden you don't see anymore because they found out there were too many side effects or it wasn't helping or there's something better. So the stones were, they would test them here and there. And I will tell you that each stone will have like 15 or 20 different things that it might help with. And it's really stones that call to you. Like I pick the stories that I like the best or that I feel like it's helped me with howlite. Howlite is a white stone that has gray that goes through it. And it's supposed to help with anger. And there are a lot of, some people will say it helps with pregnancy. Some people will say just calming, but the howlite is like when I'm angry, I put one in my pocket, or like if I'm stressed out, or I'll wear a bracelet or something on a necklace. I had a guy that came and he had just the rough rock, and he put it in his pocket, and he came back probably 6 months later, and it was, just a rough rock. But by the time he came back, it was like a round ball like your crystal, only it had not been cut that way. He had rubbed it so much, he had rubbed it into a round ball. And he said that it, you know, it helped him. And a lot of times I kind of go with what people will tell me that has helped them. Because everyone is different. We all have different frequencies that we work on. And you know, it's just like when you were saying, Ryan, about the house, that different people were hearing different things. It's the same thing with the stones. You have different feelings. Like there's some stones that, like, I might normally love an amethyst, but there's some amethysts that I don't want to even touch. I just don't feel and there's something wrong with them for me. Mm-hmm. But it might be the perfect stone for you. So you kind of have to go – sorry, go ahead.
It kind of reminds me of if you ever watch Harry Potter, and it says he's buying the wand, and it says the wand chooses a wizard.
Yes.
It's like whatever you feel
absolutely
comfortable with.
Right.
You
know. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's just obviously there's certain stones, and the stones actually originally went with your zodiac signs. But like, let's say malachite, for instance, and malachite is a green and black stone, and it's supposed to aid a broken heart. It's supposed to help you be more creative. But originally it was associated with Libra, which is the end of September to end of October, and September's birthday now. Sapphire, and October's is Opal. Sorry, my dogs think they need to go outside. It's just, you know, the part of it is just how people felt about it and what they used it for. I mean, I do not believe that Burmese warriors that were cutting the arm and sticking a ruby inside their arm were not dying. But they kept doing it. I mean, eventually they must have, you know, realized it wasn't working, but they did it for a long time. And, you know, it was believed at one point that sapphires, the earth rested actually on a giant sapphire when they thought the earth was flat. And that the sun reflected off of the blue sapphire, and that's what made the sky and oceans blue. So there's always been, stones have always been considered to be precious and powerful, and it just kind of depends. The best way to say this, like kind of like Greek and Roman goddesses, they were, or gods and goddesses were different, but they kind of were the same too. So with the rocks, a lot of the stories are similar from different tribes or different origins. And so kind of, you know, when you're looking into any of the healing stuff, you also look at, like for me, I look at what different cultures believed and go from there too, because, you know, like I said, I don't believe that people were not dying because they had a rock in their arm. But at the same time, rubies are supposed to keep your house safe. And like the Native American Indians believed that turquoise was the stone of life, and it's blue. And the reason they thought it was the stone of life is because of water being blue. Because if there was no water, they didn't have any. I mean, they couldn't grow crops. There weren't going to be animals. So blue was considered the most powerful color, and the turquoise was considered the most powerful stone. And that's why a lot of the Native American jewelry that you find is going to have turquoise in it.
Mm-hmm. Now,
go ahead.
Does a stone need to, get my thoughts straight here. Now, do you need to believe in the power of the stone for it to work? Does it need to have that connection? Or if I have amethyst in my pocket and I just think it's rock, you know, does it need, you know, power of belief for it to actually work?
I don't think so. But again, this is a personal belief. I will say that another example, and amethyst is considered a very powerful stone, so I know a lot of my stories are amethyst, but I've just found that it is very powerful. And it's part of the quartz family. It's the most valuable of the quartz family. So it is a common stone, but it's the least common of the other quartzes. But I had a little girl that she was 16 years old, and she had cancer and was getting treatments. And the chemo treatments were giving her horrible headaches. And so I did a lot of research on the cancer, and this was probably about 8 years ago. I did a lot of research on cancer and chemo headaches, and then I went to amethyst because it's the head chakra. It's supposed to help with headaches. I gave her a ring and a necklace to wear, and she did not have any more headaches. Now, some people say, well, that's the power of suggestion. Maybe it was, but she did not have any belief in the stones. All she had was me saying to her, hey, wear these stones because they should help your headache. So was it really that she believed in the stones? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it did help her.
And how is
so,
that going to stop the headaches? Even the power of suggestion won't stop a headache.
Right.
That's a natural phenomenon that you can't stop on your own without like some kind of help. So I mean that's just.
Well, I had another little girl. I said I was a teacher, and I did homebound for a lot of kids that were sick and couldn't go to school. So I did part time. Homebound, and I had one girl who had broken her back, and she couldn't sleep. She was in horrible pain. Obviously, she had been laying on her back for months. She went to the doctor. They told her that she was going to have surgery. She loved softball, and she's at college playing softball now, but they told her she would never play softball again. They told her she was going to have surgeries, that all of this bad, there was nothing good, and she was devastated. And so I came home after I was with her one day, and I went through and found about 10 different stones, and I took them over, and I talked to her, and I was like, okay, this is what we need for this, this is what we need for this, and this is what we need for this. So we laid them all out. Within a month, she no longer needed surgery. She's played softball since then, and as I said, she now plays college softball when she was never even supposed to ever be able to play softball again. She was supposed to have this surgery. She swears it was the rocks, and she will tell anyone, she was in eighth grade when it happened, and now she is a sophomore in college. So, I mean, it's been a number of years. She's had no problems, no relapses, nothing. The one time she accidentally left the rocks at her dad's house when she went to her mom's house, they had to go in the middle of the night to go get her rocks. So, I mean, there's only so much you can give on power suggestion, especially with a broken back that needed surgery and then all of a sudden does not need surgery. So, you know, some people laugh at me, and, you know, in my job, I tell my stories and people can believe me or they can laugh at me. It really doesn't matter to me. I don't get offended, and I tell people, you know, if it's not for you, then, hey, that's fine. Everybody has different beliefs, but I will tell you that I have a healing table there that has a lot of different healing stones, and it tells people what they're for. And I have lots of chakras, which are the chakras. There's a different stone for each one of your chakras that will keep you balanced. And that is our most popular table that we have. And it doesn't matter, young, old, boys, girls, they gravitate to that table because it's got that pull. It pulls you in, whether you want to believe it or not. I mean, and again, you know, there's plenty of people that are, and you guys, I know, deal with it all the time, that just don't want to believe. But, you know, there's powers bigger than we are, obviously.
Right, exactly. And these are natural things that were here long before us.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I've had people that'll be like, well, you know, this didn't help me, so it doesn't work. And I'm like, well, you know, think about this also. Medicine does not help each person every time. Sometimes you have to get a different medicine for it to work for you. So if you have arthritis, a lot of people, hematite is one of the main stones that they use for arthritis. And like the magnetic bracelets, I don't know if you've ever seen those. That's a hematite. Some people call it hematite. But, you know, that's one that people, a lot of people go, because it's a pretty stone anyway. But then there's some people that it doesn't work for. But then you can go to, like, an apatite. Apatite will also help with arthritis. You know, it's... there's not just one stone and that will help for each thing. And so sometimes you have to try more than one stone to get the results. And again, that's back at when you, like when you were talking about going to Stone Goddess or the aquarium, when you go in, you feel pulls to certain things. And the same thing happens. I mean, if I walk into a shoe store, I get a pull for a certain shoe. Doesn't mean the shoe has power. Mm-hmm. You know what you like. And your body is going to know what you like. So the stones, typically stones pick you, like we're talking about the wand. And if you lay, like, I can have 100 stones that are the exact same out, and I can, within minutes, pick out the one that's mine. And I'm around them all the time, so that's one thing. But it's not necessarily the stone that is even, like, the best to cut or the best color or the best whatever. It's just that's Beth's stone. That's my stone. I know that's for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of, I mean, this is the freaking paranormal, freaking awesome paranormal show. Wow, I've really bombed that one.
Yeah, get her straight.
How?
God.
I'm fired. It's like The Apprentice. I've been terminated.
Right.
How do you think that could apply, like, we could use the rocks in the paranormal field? I know some psychics will use them as crystal healing,
yes,
and stuff like that. Is there another way that you could see that could add value to maybe investigations and stuff like that?
Yes. I actually, one of my regular customers, they go and do the to all the different houses, and they have all of the equipment, and I don't remember all of it, but they're called Ghost Eyes. I don't know if you know them or not. But,
Yeah, I know them. Yeah.
Okay. Because they also go to Stone Goddess. I was like thinking it might be a little triangle. You might know them. But they actually would come to get different stones for like protection, to keep them safe, to make them calm, things like that, so that when they were doing investigations, they wanted to be also like stones to be alert, stones to keep tension, stones that will make you more attuned to the paranormal. So there's lots of different things, and you can go on the internet and find a ton of it, and you know, some of it's like anything, not everything on the internet is true, but and I'm also on Facebook. People message me all the time, either on Lucky Lake on Facebook or on mine. And they'll ask questions, or they'll say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a stone. This is what I'm dealing with, or this is what I'm going through. And you could come up with stones for almost any situation to help. So it kind of depends. Like if you're dealing with, I know with some of the paranormal, when you're going through the houses, there's more angry situations, and some are sad. So you can tailor the stones to that too, like dealing with anger, dealing with sadness. And a lot of times the calming stones are what you need most of all to keep everything calm. And also mm-hmm. a lot of safety, like on any of your black stones, onyx, obsidian, they're supposed to keep evil away from you and keep you protected. Now, malachite will also keep you protected, but it is green and black. So typically, and again, we're back at color, your black stones were thought to keep you safe. Now, obsidian is, and if you watch Game of Thrones, then obsidian also kills the White Walkers, but obsidian is actually a natural glass made from magma. As it moves up towards the Earth's crust, it actually freezes and mm-hmm. becomes obsidian. So obsidian is a multi-purpose stone. It was originally used on arrows, spears, things like that. Doctors actually are using it as scalpels now. And it's not every doctor, but there are a number of them because it makes thinner incisions, less infection. It heals faster. Now, is that because of powers of the stone, or is it because of the stone's properties, you know, the scientific properties? I can't answer that question, but that is, obsidian is a stone that is supposed to keep you protected. It is supposed to keep evil away from you. So, you know, you can go a lot of different ways with the stones, but definitely either black onyx or obsidian or black tourmaline is one that you would want to keep with you to keep, you know, any bad things away. Your calming stones like lapis, blue calcite, that's just so you don't get too worked up. Now, you know, and some of the stones are just, they're funny stories. There's stones that are supposed to help you lose weight. There's stones that mm-hmm. I had a lady that wanted me to make her a jumpsuit out of one of the stones. I was like, ma'am, I can't. I'm sorry. It's a stone. But, you know, there's stones for everything. And, you know, again, when you're working with paranormal, it's kind of what are you walking into? And then you would have different stones. And what I normally tell people is like to get a little pouch, and you know, and it doesn't have to be anything, just like, you know, a little $2 pouch or dollar store pouch. that you can put your the stones that you feel attuned to, and, or that you, like if you know you're going to a certain house that has certain things that happen, look for those. Like if
yeah.
or if you have insomnia, you have certain, I mean, so I typically keep stones with me all the time, either in my purse, in my pocket, I wear them. And it definitely depends on what I have going on that day, what jewelry I'm going to have on. Because there's
yeah,
some stones that make me calmer, some that make me happier, some that make me a little grumpy.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking earlier about the pouch. And when I go on investigations, I have obsidian, amethyst, and a quartz crystal in my
right
in my pouch.
Absolutely. And everybody should have
when,
them. Hands down, those are the three stones. If I had three stones that I was picking that I was going to have with me, those would definitely always be the three.
Sweet. So I pass. Awesome.
Yes, you pass. I mean, I could add some other ones in there for you, but if those three
mm-hmm.
are all three of my favorites, and definitely perfect for any kind of paranormal activity that you're doing. Definitely good.
When you're picking out a stone and you're trying to figure out if the stone is choosing you, what are some of the telltale signs to look for when you're looking for the stone and, like, feeling-wise, or what do you look for
right.
when you want to know if a stone is yours?
Most
or
of the time, if you, like, really are looking at stones, you're going to feel a pull. Like, for me, I can even, like, if I have a whole, like, we have tumbled rocks that have been smoothed with a machine, and I can run my hand through it, and when I pick up my hand, there's certain stones that even if I don't, like, if I look down, I'll have those three stones, I can put them down, and when I go back through, I'll pick them up again and again. It's this something that keeps calling you back, something that when you
mm-hmm.
hold it in your hand, it feels good. If you hold it in your hand and you feel any kind of negative feeling, that's not your rock. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of it is think of colors and things that you have to, it has to be aesthetically pleasing to you. If the rock is ugly to you, it does not matter. It's not going to help you because you already have a negative thought towards the stone. So
mm-hmm.
it has to be something that you find attractive and that kind of just feels, and some stones, like with amethyst, especially what they call the cathedrals or church, the big geodes, a lot of psychics use, and we actually had a psychic stone, which is one that is purple in one light and yellow in the other, and there is a stone called ametrine, only found in Bolivia and Brazil, that is the purple and the yellow, but this is one that just depends on the light, and that stones like that are in huge demand, but they're, you know, because they're so hard to find, and you don't always realize
mm-hmm.
it when you're buying because you only see them in one light, and it wasn't that one. It wasn't until we got it back to the shop that I was like, oh my god, no wonder. And I felt a pull to it, but I just didn't. I mean, I just thought I felt a pull to it.
Yeah.
But you know, it was later that I realized, oh well, that was why, because it had, you know, and it went to somebody that. And sometimes, you know, people come in and I know that a rock is not for them or a stone is not for them. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for you. And there's stones that
mm-hmm.
I keep, you know, in the back where when I'm talking to somebody, if I realize that, you know, like you can get a feel for people. And so sometimes I guess I pick the rocks for people, but, you know, I'll show them things or, you know, that
yeah.
they, especially people that never believe stones, when I can put certain stones in their hands and they can feel things. Selenite
like
is another stone that you
who
right.
put you in a dress that you didn't even know you liked until you put it on. You're like, oh crap, okay, well this actually looks good
right.
on me. Like that kind of
yes.
thing.
Right. You add into your pouch, you might want to do selenite. That is supposed to also, you can keep, a lot of people keep selenite in their house. It is a fabulous wedding present. You can have it cut into different shapes. It can be wands. It can be, it's almost like it's a white stone, but it has, it's not an iridescence, but it kind of reflects back at you. When it's cut a certain way, it's actually called the TV rock because it'll reflect. It looks almost like a magnifying glass when you put it over words. But the selenite is a protection stone. People keep it in their house to keep the entire, it'll put like a whole area will, to keep you safe, so your whole house will be safe. It's also supposed to help you get love and marriage and things like that. So selenite is a good, when you're talking about paranormal, that's a good stone to have in your pouch too, the selenite. Just because it's also it's also a calming, but the selenite wands are probably my most popular wands, just because it, and with the wands, it's more you're using it to cut it with massaging. You will use the wands, and a lot of people use the quartz, but the selenite is supposed to kind of open up your mind and give you clarity. So if you're, you know, going somewhere to check out any paranormal activity, it's supposed to open your mind to that. It's supposed to give you a higher guidance, but it also is supposed to keep you rooted in the here and now. So it's an ancient stone. They've used it forever. Protection around your house, a peaceful atmosphere. And it also is supposed to keep, if you're, some people, I'm going to talk about negative people, I guess. Negative people who might say that things are in your mind, this is supposed to, like, keep you grounded so that it's not, you recognize what you might have imagined and what you're really seeing or hearing or feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been educational.
I learned more about rock for sure than I thought I would.
Yeah. Yeah, also, I got to add Tiger Eye to my list of stones that are now. I just added Tiger Eye the other day to my list of stones.
Oh, yeah, I love
Tiger's
Eye.
Out,
yes. You know, that actually is another one of the quartz family. People don't realize that the quartz family is so big, but
mm-hmm.
Tiger's Eye is part of it. It's just some of the quartz family is clear and some of them are opaque. Now, Tiger's Eye is supposed to be for strength, courage, protection. So it's a very manly stone. It's what, you know, you see a lot of rings. Men's rings are going to be in Tiger's Eye. I just like it just because it has it is one of the stones that is do you have one that you can rock and see the lines move like it's following you?
Yeah.
If you have a Tiger's Eye that has the eye, that is awesome. And you don't have, there's only maybe 20 different stones that can do, they're called phenomenon gems. So there's very few, and Tiger's Eye is one of them. So, you know, that is always a neat thing. And also, I love just it's strength, courage, protection. Who doesn't need all of those things at some time or another? So, yes, that's one I love.
Can't argue with that.
Around. No. No, it's definitely a good
that's
one.
For sure. When I got the phone, I'll send you a picture of my stone collection, so you'll see what I'm dealing with.
I would
here.
Send you pictures of mine, but I don't think you have enough room.
Hey, baby, I'll see my stone.
I have tons of them. I'm just rocks everywhere.
I'll bet you do.
Yes, I am a rock. But you know what? Really, I was a jewelry person, and then I just got into the rocks and love the rocks now.
With all the healing stories, I'm not surprised. All right, Celeste, you got the last question of the night. Make it
all
good.
Right.
Or you'll pay the consequences. Just kidding. Pressure.
So, I'm already terminated for messing up the show name. So,
yeah.
All right. So, I know you have probably a lot of favorites. Personally, to you, what rock would really stand out to you as either your favorite or the one that you just connect with the most, you use it the most, and stuff like that.
I would have always said that Moldavite was my favorite, but since I got sick, the Moldavite makes your cells reproduce faster, and you do not want that when you have cancer. So Moldavite, actually, when I most, there's certain stones that will call to me, but there's certain ones that will make me sick when I wear them, like give me a headache, make me tired, make me more grumpy than normal. Now, fluorite, and fluorite can come in a lot of different colors, and my favorite is the rainbow fluorite, and that's going to be green and white and purple. So it has all of, I love green and I love purple. It's also supposed to keep you protected on a psychic level. So it kind of clears your mind, keeps your mind protected. So the outside influences, geopathic stress is blocked. And it's supposed to take away all negative energies and stress. And I feel like there's so much stress in our life that fluorite, it's just one that I always gravitate to. It's a very soft stone, so don't put it in your pocket, Ryan. You'll ruin it. It scratches real easily. You definitely want it in a pouch. But it does, with the stress and just us guarding, because, I mean, you have so many things pulling against you at all times. I just love the fluorite, and it's a beautiful stone because it's purple. Well, it can be any color, but my favorite's the rainbow, which is the purple, the green, and the white. And you know, everybody, it also depends on your mood too, because, you know, we women can sometimes be moody. It depends on my mood. What stone?
Never.
I know. And we can't drive either.
Do it.
I'm not saying a goddamn thing. I get myself
probably
in trouble.
A good thing, Ryan.
Yes, probably. I don't really be losing listeners here. Well, that was painless.
Was it
painless,
especially painful?
Interview.
What was it especially painful?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that far.
I mean,
wait,
you
what?
Know.
You're supposed to start throwing
well,
rocks
that's,
at him.
That's for the after show. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I
didn't put my foot in my mouth too much.
No problem.
This rock causes pain.
So before we end, tell everyone where they can follow you and ask you questions, because I'm sure the listeners are going to be like, I want to rock for this, this, and this. And so you're going to get inundated with a bunch of messages.
About to be bombarded with
right, that's,
you know,
fine.
Questions.
My personal Facebook is Beth Fuller Christie, and then Lucky Lake Gem Mine is which is still me. I'm the one that answers all the questions. So if you send anything to that, you also can get to our webpage from there, so you can kind of see what we do. Ours is a gem mine where you sift through and you find the stones. We have natural dirt, but we also bring in stones from around the world. So it's, you know you're going to find something, but you never know what you're going to find. And then we also have, you know, like we have people that just like the raw stones. We have people that like to get them cut. So lots of different things there. But you could do my personal or at Lucky Lake, either one. And I can answer any questions. Okay.
And we'll definitely send you to whatever questions people have. And, of course, you know, I'll be texting you, asking you all different kinds of questions myself. So look forward to talking with you. And thanks again for coming on the show and talking with us.
No problem.
Really
Thank
it.
You. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great evening.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
Good night. Thank you. So that was fun.
That show
Very
rocked.
Very informative. Great.
Literally.
Great way to – yeah, that show rocked, yeah. great way to start off way to start off 2017. Next week we're talking about Reiki and meditation, and even animal Reiki next week. So that should be interesting.
Interesting.
A girl who does horse Reiki. So we'll see how that differs from human Reiki and learn about that. That's it. Have a good night.
Bye guys.
Have
a good night.
And we'll be back here, same freaking awesome time, same freaking awesome,
freaking awesome channel.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.